If you're about to begin the malacha of Zareah, one malacha down, but we need more to go. So when we talk about the malacha of Zareah, before we talk about Zareah proper, I want to talk a little bit about some of the kvalim that really apply to all the malachas in terms of the relationship between Abbas and Tovos and Eidol HaAgas and some of the Nachmanides between the two. The reason why it appears in Zareah, that's the first place the Gemara really talks about it. That's when we start to begin to talk about some of the kvalim as to what exactly are these definitions. It's become critical of the Shabbos. Before we learn Zareya proper, we'll talk a little bit of a background to Abbas and Tovos in general. So the Gemara tells us in many places throughout Shas that there's a principle of Abbas and Tovos in Masechet Shabbos. And the question is, what exactly is the difference? So we have to really ask that question through different levels. But first of all, in terms of defining what is an Av and what precisely is a Tovos, number one. And then if and when we're able to figure out what exactly is an Av and what exactly is a Tovos, who cares whether something is an Abba or something is a Tolda? One thing is clear in the halacha that both Abbas and Toldas are also in a Torah. So Yechayev Skiv, Yechayev Chafus, Yechayev Kares, the words, you're either violating Shabbos to an Abba or to a Tolda. So in terms of the Nafkamina, the Nafkamina is not going to be made in Nafkamina, but there will be a few potential Nafkaminas in the halacha. So we have to first analyze what exactly is an Abba or what exactly is a Tolda. So the answer to this question, believe it or not, it's not really found the favor. It's not a little bit of Masechet Shabbos also, but the Rishon talked about it the most in the beginning of Masechet Bava Kamma. The reason why it appears there is because the first mission of Bava Kamma starts out with Arba Avos Nezikin. There's a principle of Avos, that's the primary category of Avos Nezikin, and then there are Toldos also, the Gemara says. And in that context of Avos and Toldos and Nezikin, so the Gemara compares and contrasts the principle of Avos and Toldos and Shabbos, and Avos and Toldos and Tumah, and Avos and Toldos in terms of Nezikin. So that's it, that is an Aleph. The Gemara gives us the beginning of the secret, what is an Av, what is a Tolda. So the Gemara says it has something to do with two different terms. So the Gemara throws around the term Mishkan, and the Gemara throws around the term Kashivos. The problem is that there are three different yourselves of the Rishonim, primarily quoting the different verses throughout Shas, as to what exactly the Gemara said, and the nuance of difference in Girsa is so minute. It's a question of is there above, is not above, where the above is placed in that phrase. And there are, in the end of the day, if all three yourselves said, there were three fundamentally different approaches in the Rishonim. What defines an Av, what defines a Tolda? Let's try to go through each one. So the first is based on a Girsa that tells us quote and says as follows, that Hach Tehave B'Mishkan V'Chashiva Karin La'av. That anything that has a bond of a Chibur, so it has both components, it has both qualities to it, the number one was in the Mishkan, but that's not enough. Because it was in the Mishkan, that itself doesn't constitute an Av. It has to be Choshen in the Mishkan. It has to be something that was considered to be important in the Mishkan. How do you know what was important and what wasn't important in the Mishkan? That's already Sisra Torah. But Tosha says that that's the problem. That you need both a combination of in the Mishkan as well as Hashivos, then and only then it's an Av. Everything else, which is going to make look like an Av a little bit, is going to fall by the wayside, so it's going to be labeled in Allah as a Tosha. That's the first verse of Tosha. Then Tosha quotes a 7 years ago, that Hach Tahava the Mishkan Chashu. I have to say it right. So Hach Tahava the Mishkan Chashiva Vikol Av. That means that anything that was in the Mishkan, so that in and of itself gives it Chashiva. So the first Giyos had the Vav before the word Chashiva, so according to the first Giyos, you require Mishkan plus Chashiva. According to the second Giyos, you know that the determined quality is Mishkan. Hach Tahava the Mishkan, whatever was in the Mishkan, that's Chashiv. That by definition is chashuv, i.e. the karla av, and therefore that's considered to be an av. So that's not like you see the first two years of Tosfos. So far so good. So the common denominator of both of these days and Tosfos is that it has something to do with Mishkan. So according to the first day in Tosfos, so just being in the Mishkan alone is not sufficient to label it as an av. You need Mishkan plus chashivus. But the second day in Tosfos, being in the Mishkan alone is sufficient. Then Tosfos quotes a third year, so which reads as follows: Hach tahava b'mishkan chashiva karla av. So the phrase says Mishkan, and the phrase says Chashiva, but Tosfos is going to come and present that somehow this day is different than the first 2 days. So it's a little bit unclear how exactly is it different. But the Maharam and Tosfos of the Kama says a fascinating chat to Tosfos that this third year in Tosfos means as follows, that the only thing that matters in determining whether it's an Av is only Chashivas alone. In the context of the first day that says you need a combination of Mishkan and Chashivas. Contrast to the second day that said that all you need is Mishkan, so the third day tells us no. All you need is Chashivas, whatever's on the law of Chashuvah. So that, by definition, is considered to be a av. So now Mishkan doesn't, it's not kaveya, what's considered to be an av, what's considered to be a dov. So the obvious question that Rambam is bothered with is, then why does the Gemara confuse us by using the word Mishkan? If everything is based on chashivas, what's the significance of the word Mishkan? So the Rambam suggests that maybe what the word Mishkan is there for, as follows, is just to teach us that how you kaveya whether something is a malach chashiva or not, what time of history you're going to use. So there are a lot of things that were very chashiv of malachas 3,500 years ago, people don't believe them, things that people do today, they didn't do 3,500 years ago. So how was halacha nikva? So the Maharam said, that's the stuff what Chazal meant by throwing in the word Mishkan. It had to be something that was chashiv was bizman asiyas ha-mishkan. The parashat was sasik of malacha was given. But the Torah told us, you're not allowed to do malacha Shabbos. So the kach v'sara kosev ha-chav to be kaveya, what's considered to be a malacha? So malacha is considered to be a malacha chashiv, but whatever lefi also malacha v'yosa zman is considered to be a malacha chashiv. So that's considered to be one of the lamedes malachas. That's considered to be an ah. Anything else is going to fall short. It's only going to be a told. Again, it's going to be the rice anyway, but it's not going to be an ah. When, what time frame do you use? So you use the time frame of asiyas hamishkan to be kaveya, what's considered to be a malacha chashiv? Moshe lo davedomer. You find in other areas of Allah also that the Torah gives us somewhat of a vague phrase, and the phrase changes sometimes according to the Mokam Nizman. So you have to have a shir, you have to have a Kriyas in Allah, like the Moshe Torah says, Bishach Chol Tzumecha. So you have to say Kriyash every morning and every night. So when you say Bizman Kiva, Bizman Kiva. So let's say Bizman Azer. So when is Bizman Kiva? So we're talking about 40 o'clock, Sunday morning, most people are probably getting up now. So people are getting to the back, we're not here. So in the summer, and that's the last everybody. So the people are still sleeping, so the summer, Sunday mornings at a quarter to 11 o'clock, they're still called the Zman Shiva. So when anybody said you can be Yotze Krishna, so probably not. So let's say Zman Shiva. So the first mission of Bracha says you can say Krishna, product of taste of the Echavim, because that's the very beginning of the Zman Shiva. So in the wintertime in America, at 5 o'clock, I don't think anybody's going to sleep. My kids are for sure not going to sleep at 5 o'clock, nobody's going to sleep at 5 o'clock. Then why you both guys are going to get up at 5 o'clock? So where is Zman Shiva and Kiva? Are they determined based on the point of each society, or is there some kind of an objective shear in Zman Shiva and Kiva? So the overwhelming majority of most people assume there is a shear. What's the shear? The shear is whatever was considered to be the normal Zman Shiva and Kiva is not Matan Torah. That's what the Maharam seems to be saying. Shani tells us also that Mishkan, we're so we've been brainwashed by this equation between Shabbos and Mishkan. So that may be true in other areas of the Shabbos. We're going to talk about Mishkan a lot this year. But in terms of the Kriyas, what's called an Amalacha, so it's not necessarily a Muslim by everybody, that it's Mishkan alone that determines it. It's not even Muslim by everybody, that Mishkan even plays any role whatsoever. When it's their day of Tosus, the Hidma Ram is in the Pshat, so Mishkan is not really what's Kaveya. What's really Kaveya is the Chashivas. So three different opinions of Tosus, and again, it all depends on one little vav. Does the vav go over here? Does the vav go over there? Does the vav not exist at all? Even according to the Avraham Ajayi, we've shown him the way we've all been brought up to think that the Lamakas Malachas, the other Malachas do have something to do with this being involved in the Mishkan. Otherwise, we're going to put our rough shade out of business. He's a beautiful picture book of those Lamakas Malachas. So, a lot of everybody knows, every kid knows that the Lamakas Malachas are related to the Mishkan. So, that third day in Tosas, I guess, in most places, they never went Maharam. So, they didn't notice there's a third day in Tosas. So, everybody assumed the normal way that it has to do with the Mishkan. So, even within that assumption that the other Malachas and Mishkan are taxonomous, so the Machlokes of Rishonim as to what exactly that means. What classes, what part of the Asiyas of Mishkan are we dealing with? So Rashi says in a few places that what Chazal are referring to of Asiyas of Mishkan meant the preparation of the Mishkan prep, the creation of the Mishkan, basically all of Parshas, Truma, the Tzav, the Yachav HaKudeh, whatever Malachas went into the construction of the Mishkan, so that those and only those parts. Only those activities were even in the ballpark of the Torah of Chavos. There were other activities that were necessary to keep the Mishkan going, maintaining the Mishkan, not in the sense of fixing the broken things, but in the sense of offering the Kabbalah, basically stated by Yikra. So Rashi holds that the things that are necessary to prepare the Kabbalahs, to offer Kabbalahs in the Mishkan, so those things are not considered to be Avos Malachos. Some of them may be Avos Malachos because they happen to be in the Mishkan, but just because they were involved in the Asiyas of Kabbalahs, so that in and of itself is not going to qualify as being in the Mishkan. And we show them the quote of tradition from Rav Haigel who disagrees. The Rav Haigel says no, that anything that's necessary for either for the Asiyas of Mishkan or for the Kabbalahs in the Mishkan, That's all included, that's all considered to be a Sias HaLishka. It's a technical Afeminim. We'll talk about it as we go on, about, let's say, for example, the Malach of Ofer, Malach of Dishol, so which is the Av, which is the Tova, which is the both of us, because in the construction of the Mishkan, so they weren't making things in the construction of the Mishkan, they were cooking things, they were cooking the Stam of Manu, they were cooking the dyes, the herbs, to prepare the dyes, to dye the color of the Mishkan. On the other hand, to have the Mishkan function, the Mishkan of Manas, they had to bake the Lashon HaPanim. So maybe one could argue that, if you go with Rashi, doesn't say that it's all a function of the construction of the Mishkan. That would lead us to believe that Dishon is the real Malacha. We're going with the Haigon's understanding, so maybe that would lead us to believe that Ofer is also going to be part of the real Malacha. Again, it's sort of reiterating, in terms of what's going to be Yasa Deraisa, what's going to be Yasa Derabanan, this is irrelevant. Everything's going to be Yasa Deraisa, either of Zanab or Shetoba. So just, we're going to see in terms of some technical detail from the Shabbos, so it's going to be kind of important to know what is Zanab and what is Shetoba. So we really have two different issues that we're showing or raising just in terms of defining what's an avon, what's a dolda. The first is the issue of Mishkan versus Hashivas, one or the other, or a combination of both. And even in the effort of working with Mishkan, are we talking about the construction of the Mishkan, or are we talking about the kabbalahs of the Mishkan? So once we very simply have identified the lamatas of the malachas, that even though the Gemara quotes, there was one Tana that said that there weren't 39 malachas, only 38 malachas. Okay, we're going to assume for now we'll go with the Lama Tess Malachas. Again, Mishnah presents them. So once we've identified the Avos Malachas, the question becomes, all the other activities which fall short of these particular categories, either lacking in Mishnah, the lacking in Hashivos, the Gol, whatever it is, whatever technical reasons they're not labeled as an Av Malacha, is there any way whatsoever for any other activities to kind of be like a corollary of an Av Malacha? Because everything... Is any other activity that doesn't meet the exact criteria of us, by definition, falls by the wayside and is labeled as a polva? Is that true? Or no, maybe there's a concept in halacha, like exit on the highway, no? Supposed to drive to Marasha. There's 87, there's 87-8, so everybody knows the real exit is 87. That's where you get off for downtown Hancock, that's where you get over to Marasha. Maybe at 87-8, those who want to go to Hancock from Kadassia, if you remember Kadassia, I think that was on top in England. That's Hancock / Kadassia, I don't know where it is. But that's 87-8. That's the less important of the two, but they're both 87, even though it's 88. As everybody knows, there's no exit 88 on Route 17 for some deep-dark reason. It goes from Fisher's Eddy to Hancock. Whatever. Anyway, so it's one of the dilemmas I've dealt with in the summer. Many times, every time I pass exit 88, I was wondering where it was. That's the same thing here also. That you have, there are clearly others, and then there are certain activities that fall short of being out, so we're going to strip them, we're going to call them toldos. And then you have these other activities which may be in a certain sense similar to others, they may be missing the particular nuances of being labeled as an av, so maybe they can still, I'm not be saying, they can be called what some of you coined a phrase based on Agamara, what's called a ein malacha achas. But is there such a category? So of a quasi av. So again, it's really a dual question. Number one, does such a category exist? It's a triple question. Number one, does such a category exist in the first place called the Ein Malach Achas? In terms alone, such a category exists, so what in the world is the definition of it? How in the world does being Ein Malach Achas differ from being a Tova? And then once we have solved those two deep dark secrets, whether it exists and how do you define it, then we have to ask ourselves the third question, who cares? It might have to mean that, whether it's so good. So we gave it a new official title called Ein Malach Achas, big deal. What does it have to do with anything? So that's really what we have set out for us in terms of understanding Agamara, because the term Ein Malach Achas really appears in the Malach of Zerea. This is all the introduction to the Gemara. Let's try to read a little bit of Gemara. So the Gemara and I in Gilo of Eggs, remember we said the first year that we went out of order because we were the Kuflah, so we cheated and we did Malach of Torej before Malach of Zerea, and now we have to go back to Malach of Zerea, going back to the Gemara. So it's five lines at the top, at the end of the line. So Tana, the Gemara puts a braisa, Hazereya, Bahazomer, Bahadatea, Bahamavik, Bahamarkiv, Kulon, Malacha Achasein. All of the above are considered to be Malacha Achas, and we're all going to have to do something with the Amalach of Zareah. So all of us are city boys, let's try just to define a little bit what these things are. So Zareah, Malacha Zareah, seeds. So Zareah means that you take a seed and you throw the seed into the ground. Obviously the purpose of that is going to grow. So that's Malacha Zareah. What is Zomer? Here we go. What does pruning mean? take off the extra branches which are affecting the tree. The tree's not going to grow so well the way it is. So you got to snip it, prune it up a little bit, prune it down a little bit, take off a little of the extra branches. And the purpose of Zomer is also to make the tree grow better. So we can already see the similarity between Zoraya and Zomer, in the sense that both of them are for the purpose of making something grow. On the other hand, we already also notice the difference between the two. But whereas Zoraya, you're putting something into the ground, Zomer is those things that you take something out of the ground. That's what the Gemara talks a little bit later about. Zomer may be trying to do things, may nab you for Kotzer also. Hopefully we'll get to that when we get to the last Kotzer. The fact that we have Zoraya and Zoraya, then we have Metea. So what is Metea? Metea means to plant. When it comes to planting a little seed, it's planting a tree. So you plant a little, what do you call it?
Sapling,
okay? You plant a little tree. So that's called the Netea. So the Netea, if you had to compare the Netea to Zoraya and to Zomer, so I would say the Netea is much closer to Zoraya than it is to Zomer. So all three are similar in the sense that they're trying to accomplish the growing action. But the action is clearly different. The Teah and Zoraya are putting something into the ground, whereas Zomer is removing something from the ground. Then you have Hamavrich. What in the world is Mavrich? Anybody know?
Grandson?
No. That's Markiv. Mavrich?
Fendi.
What in the world is Fendi? So something to do with. Yeah. Oh, that's right. So, yeah, something like that. So you take the plant is growing already. So you bend it over into the ground, something like that, hocus pocus, and then it starts to grow up the other side, something like that. Okay, good. I know about it, chapter 20 Jews about this. So that's a mavrich. So again, it's also, that is very similar to the Netea and Zoraya, because you're putting something into the ground, and for the purpose of making it grow. And then hamarkid is grafting. They're also grafting as much, but the issue of our cover, that we're all familiar, Esther and Ramorka, they're not a graft from one species onto another species. Now that's the graph from a lemon tree onto an essence tree, that's the deraisa. Because it says the hemptophilus is a lion, the sulcophilus is a lion. The Gemara says that including the both sulcophilus is a lion, it's not only not to plant, separate seeds together, not even seeds together, but the issue is to graft one species onto another species. But the graft from the same species, that's at the Gomor. So the person goes ahead and does that on Shabbos, so he's also Chaya. And all of these above, so Reya, Zom, Matem, Mavik, and Nagar, Kula, Malacha, Achazen. So they're all considered to be Malacha, Achaz. The question is, what in the world does that take in means? Because the Mishnah quotes from the Ramah, from the Rishon of Moshe Kayin, who gave, I would say, the easiest interpretation of this Gemara. It says that all of the above are Todos, with the exception of Zoraya. Zoraya is the only one that's mentioned in the Mishnah. So Zoraya is the only one that's the Amalacha. And why is Zoraya the Amalacha? So again, going back to what we said before, that either because it was in the Mishnah, or because it was in the Mishnah and Chashan, or because it was Chashan, or whatever your definition of creating an Amalacha in the first place is. So the Ramah says there's only one Amalacha per Amalacha. There's no such thing as 1A, 1B, 1C. There's an Amalacha. Then you have underneath the Amalacha, you have the whole series of different Paladas. So according to the Ramah, when the Gemara says that Zoraya, so the Gemara does not mean to introduce a new category of halacha to us. The Gemara just needs to tell us that the first one is an av and the rest are told us. And that's what the Gemara says. And by that, Yamina, and by Kamashma, and Kamashma, also known as Harbe, name of the Achaz in the Chayb al Achaz. There is the significance of saying that Zomer, Notea, Mavak, and Maki all fall under the category of Zoraya, rather than saying, let's say, they fall under the category, I don't know, of Machla Tafish. Is because if a person does the cloud of the Shabbos, that if you do, you bring a carbon chatos per the amount of malachas that you do in the following sense. Let's say if a person forgot that it's Shabbos, so that's called Shigah Shabbos. So Shigah Shabbos only bring one carbon chatos. But if you have Shigah's malachas, you don't remember, you made a mistake, you did a malacha, so then you bring some malachas. So if you forgot, that you're not allowed to write in Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos, you did three different malachas, you did three different carbon chatos. But if that wasn't such correct with different practices. But if you do three actions which are all part of the same halacha, even though one is an av and the others are toldos, but they're all part of the same, so we assume the halacha, we'll see that it's machanis at the moment, we assume the halacha, they only bring one kind of halacha. So that's why it's important for the Gemara to identify which av these particular toldos fall under. But at the end of the day, according to the Medicare submission, the Ramah, the Gemara, so these are all Todos. So there is no new thing called Me'ilach Ha'ach. Me'ilach Ha'ach is a code word. It's a fancy, poetic way of describing a Todos. the Rambam who disagrees with the Ramach. So who else? Both Rashi and the Rambam disagree with the Ramach. So the Rashi and Asa Gitul Lach Achadim. Rashi says the Zerman Amu is Yuche Ilonu. So the Nachtanina the other like Kulam Bahavi Zerei Adam Achayev Alachada. So Rashi says the Gemara says they also love the Tavim Kulam. So now Rashi starts saying something to the Gemara. So Zerei Achal Lacha. The Mishnah. Nami Ablamacha. So the first thing Rashi informed you is that Rateya planting a tree is also an Ablamacha behind the Zareya. Rashi said it's not the exact same thing. There's absolutely no difference between Zareya and Rateya. Elisha Zeb is run as Abilano. So Rashi is conceding to the fact that Rateya wasn't necessarily in the Mishkan, or Rateya wasn't necessarily Hashiva, so whatever your Gidar, whatever your definition of Abbasar, Rashi is telling you a tough luck. It's ludicrous to call one an Ab and one a Tol, because it's Mavish Adoha. In fact, that one's over the seed, one's over the sapling, that's totally irrelevant. But then Rashi goes even further. Rashi says, and guess what? That just as the Reya is so poshut that it's an Av, and so too the Teya is so poshut it's an Av, it's also so poshut that Mavrik and Markiv are also others. So if I was writing Rashi, I would have said, Chayn Zomer, Chayn Zomer is also poshut. Rashi, the buck stops here, says Rashi, well, Zomer is told them. But Zomer is considered to be a told. The question is, why is it that, what is the distinguishing fact of Zomer, if you already gave it away before, when you read the Gemara, why is it that Zomer is so fundamentally different, number one? And number two, who disagrees with Rashi? Because Rishi disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam quotes the Gemara and says that Kulam Abbas Malach Hussein. Rashi says, and the Rambam says that even Zomer also was included. So we have three sheets in Rishonim. How do you read that Gemara? According to the Ramah, there's only one Av, everything else is a Tolder, forget about everything else. And both Lefi Rashi and Lefi the Rambam, so they're all considered to be Avos, because it's just a technical, court for the Machlokes, between Rashi and the Rambam, where Zomer fits in. According to Rashi, Zomer is not going to Tolder, but you have the Rambam, my friend. Yeah. Did I make this up? The Rambam says it. I hope he says it. He says it, right? I think he says it. The Rambam in Parashas. The Rambam only said the Mashik Smokin is told, but everything else, whatever's in this list, the Rambam clearly knows is an Akbar. The question is, what is going on here? What all these stories here about Abbas and Tolbus, Bible Akbar, what exactly is the Ascetic of our. So the answer that's suggested, to put this into a more of a lumbishic category than something that we could relate to, is really suggested by the Tiferes Yisrael. Some of you may have seen it, there's only one set of Mishnayos floating around, so we won't do that, but the Tiferes Yisrael, it is Akdamah from the Sefer Shabbos, and the Kuntz is called Kapela Sefer Shabbos. So the Tiferes Yisrael just points out that really whenever you're dealing with any given malacha, so you have to ask yourself two different questions. You have to ask yourself, what is the kachmas of malacha? What are you getting to? What's the purpose? What are you trying to accomplish with this? When you're doing this malacha? We're not asking what are you doing. We're not focusing on the actions. We're asking, in some sense, what the machshav is. What are you trying to accomplish? What's the kachmas of malacha? That's one point. And that's an important point. We're going to get to open the talk about malacha chances in the hoof down the line. We're going to see that becomes very important. And just because you can have two people doing the same ma'aseh. But if a person is doing it for one type of a purpose, and a person is doing it for a different type of a purpose, that's going to be very, very different. That's the famous mission away. Where is the famous mission of Rosh Hashanah? Mission of Rosh Hashanah, the third parent. So the mission describes that you can have two people doing the exact same thing, and one person is Yaitin, and one person is not Yaitin. So the guy who's blowing the Kavan is Yaitin, so the guy who's blowing without Kavan is not Yaitin. That's what the Mishnah says, Moshe Lamad Avadome, by the other Shalmosha also Lachama. And it wasn't Moshe who made his hand, the fact that Moshe made his hands were up, that didn't win the war. It was Achar Kavanah Zakar made it in that war. In fact, the Chaisel would be Mecham and the Shalayim, that's what was important. So you have that in the Rebbe Mitzvah, you can have a Maiseh, but if your Machshav is off track, that could change the Halacha. Have that in the Rebbe Vaveh is also that you can do a Maiseh Halacha, because the purpose you're doing it for is fundamentally different. So that may not just fall into the category of malacha. So you can't just mach of that. You can't just ignore the tachlis of malacha. That's critical. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, tachlis is one aspect of malacha. Then you have another aspect of malacha. The other aspect is pe'ula, that what the action is. Are you doing the same, you're doing the exact same pe'ula But you're not doing the exact same pe'ula. So comes with the verse, it's also, that's the Yisodot of Dvarim over here. That's what's going on between the Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramah. That's going to answer up this whole strange machlokes. What's the Rav and what's the Talmud? So the Ramah seems to understand that there are only others. Only others that they meet the criteria of whatever those criteria are, Mishkan Chashivus, and Ad Kav Lo Yosef. According to the Ramah, the fact that there may be another quote-unquote action out there that may be very, very similar to the Av Malacha, that doesn't matter. Ad Kav Lo Yosef, it's only Kav Lo Malacha, 39 of us Malachas, Mishkan Chashivus, whatever they are, and that's it. There's no more. But both Rashi and the Rambam made the possibility that there may be more with the next. There may be a 1A, there may be an Av A, there may be an Emelach Achaz. The question is, where do you draw the line? What's considered to be an Emelach Achaz? And at what point do you say that it's considered to be a Tolda? So, Rashi seems to say that in order for something to be labeled as a Av, as an Emelach Achaz, it has to be similar to the Av in both aspects of the Av. Namely, it has to be similar in Tachlis, and it has to be similar in Pe'ula as well. What does that mean? So, when we say similar in Pe'ula, so similar in Pe'ula doesn't mean it has to be a replica of the Av, but it has to be, you have to focus, you have to try to extract what's the main aspect of the Pe'ula, and try to see, is that main aspect of the Pe'ula being duplicated in the second action? So what would that mean practically? That's what Rashi says, that the Av Malacha is Zareya. So Zareya, the action of Zareya, you had a really fine Zareya. So, says Rashi, the definition of Zareya means to take something which is Tosh Pinakar, so take a seed, which is not connected to the ground, and to place it into the ground. That's the Malacha of Zareya. So comes Rashi and says, we can extrapolate from there that anything that's similar to that, that is not connected to the ground, you put it into the ground, that's also potentially a Malacha of Zareya. But in order to be Zareya, it has to be similar to both. It's not sufficient just for it to be similar in terms of Pe'ula, it has to be similar in terms of Tachlis as well. What's the Tachlis of Zareya? What's the Machshav of Zareya? Mahatzmiach, when you put a seed into the ground, obviously to the express purpose of having it grow. It says Rashi, if you can combine both of these factors, you can find some other type of activity that is similar to Zareya, both in terms of Pe'ula and in terms of Tachlis, that you have discovered in the Emelach Achaz. So comes Rashi and says, let's go through the list. And the Gryza says, Zareya, good. So we don't want to go through the list in order, because over is the bed. So I'm okay, it's very simple. That's what Rashi says, my nafkamina, that this is a tree, this is a sapling, and that's a seed, that's not the key of the malacha, that's an irrelevant part of the malacha. In fact, one's a seed, one's a tree, that's not the rahus, that's not the gedin of the malacha. The gedin of the malacha is taking it out of the talosh and putting it in, so it's similar to ula, and it's similar in tapas. Or, let's say, when it comes to a mavrich and market, suppose in mavrich and market also, you're taking something, see, I don't know if I should have used the phrase of a talosh and putting it into the ground, you're putting something into the ground, that's a better definition of the malacha. So, Mark is partial. Mark is you're taking, when you graft the tree, so you're taking a piece off of one tree and you're putting it onto another tree. So, you're taking something and connecting it to the ground for the purpose of being Matsmiya, for the purpose of making it grow better. So, Rashi, that's the same thing. It's the same for Ula and it's the same for Tapas. The only thing that falls short is Zomer. Why? Because Zomer, although it's similar in terms of Tapas, clearly the purpose of Zomer. It's not just time to cut branches off, not because you need the branches, that's maybe kosher. The purpose of Zomer is clearly Hatzmiya, it's clearly to make the tree grow better. But Rashi says that's not enough. The Zomer is a fundamentally different Pe'ula than Zareya, Noteya, Mabit, Mark, etc. Why is that? Zomer, Fakir, that's what we explain to Gemara, we're so brave enough for Rashi, that you're taking something out of the ground rather than putting something into the ground. So taking something out of the ground rather than putting it in, that's already a different Pe'ula, that's a different story already. Yeah, similar in terms of Tachlis, that's what the terms of also in Dash Rashi. Yeah, Shtef, like similar in terms of Tachlis, but it differs in terms of Pe'ula, that's what we call that one. But Tolda. So according to Rashi, there are some things are the original Av Malacha. There are three categories. There's the original Av Malacha, that's Mishkan, Hashivas, etc. And Zareah is the only one that qualifies. Then you have the Ne'e Malacha Achas. Anything that's similar, both in Pe'ula and Atap, which is labeled as Ne'e Malacha Achas. Anything that's similar only in terms of Pachlis, so that loses out. That's not an Av, and it's not a Ne'e Malacha Achas. It loses out, it's only considered to be a Tolda. That's the way Rashi seems to limit it. What about according to the Rambam? So according to the Rambam, who included Zomer into the list of Ne'e Malacha Achas, the Rambam holds that Zomer and Okea are really the same. They're both Ne'e Malacha of the Rea. So L'chora, one would have been led to say the following. What would one have said according to the Rambam? What's the logical continuation according to the Rambam? That the bowls are similar in
Tachas.
In Tachas, right? That's what I would have said. Everyone here probably said that. According to the Rambam, the bowls are similar in Tachas, so that's also sufficient to be labeled as a name of Ach. That would have been a great meaning of the Rambam. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? The problem is the Rambam himself. Is that Rambam? So the problem is the Rambam of Berches, Alachadeh, has a rare Kol Shukai, has Zomer as the Ilar, today she is Macharez and Ein Zareh, Haval, Hamashkin, Smokin, Bilonis, Bishabas, Arez, and told us Zareh, Machai, and Kol Shukai. So the Rambam really held that as long as something is similar to Tachlis, even though it's different than Pe'ula, that's sufficient to label it as a Ba'e Melach Ahas, and the Rambam should have said that Mashka says, run, he has water in his lawn, he has water in his trees, water in his plants, but the Rambam should have called that also a Ba'e Melach Ahas. It's similar in Tachlis, albeit different in terms of Pe'ula. So now we have a problem with the Rambam. That the Rambam seems to be inconsistent. But the Rambam, on the one hand, when it comes to Zomer, is included everything. Hakol Mikol Kol is a name of Achas because it's similar to Achas. And then the Rambam turns around by Mashka says Ra, and it seems to be kind of different stuff. So what's the view right now? Did anyone finish the end of the verse though? Oh, so it comes to the first show and says, no, what's that around? It's a brisket. So the Rambam says it's a second halacha. And just because something is similar to Achas, that in and of itself doesn't carry the day. It has to be, number one, similar to Tachlis, and although it could differ in terms of Pe'ula, sure it could differ in terms of Pe'ula, but the Maisa has to still be done, the Pe'ula still has to be done, in the Chefsa that the Av Malach is done in. So it doesn't have to be the exact same Pe'ula, it doesn't have to be precisely the same as the Av Malach, according to being Av Ne'e Malach Achas, but it still has to be done to the Chefsa that the Av Malach is done. So what does it mean? So when it comes to Zareah, so where is the malach? If you had to focus in on the chetz that the person is touching, who is touching the zera, take the zera and throw it to the ground. You do the malacha with the chetz of the zera. Or in the other cases, let's say Oteya. So you did the malacha with the chetz of the tree. Or in the case of Zomer, you did the malacha with the chetz of the tree. So true, you did a different pe'ula than malacha zera. The malacha zera is putting something into the ground. And Malacha Zomer is taking something out of the ground, but since it's similar to Tachlis, and although the Pe'ula differed, but it was performed on the same Chepetz, that's sufficient to label it as a Ne'e Malacha Achas. Masha Hukim. When it comes to Mashka, it says Mashka Sejroi. So Mashka Sejroi, you're not touching the Gezer, you're 100 feet away, you're standing on the sprinkler, you're standing with a watering can, you're 10 feet above the Zeroi, and you're pouring the water, so your Maisa is separate, is distinct from where the Zera is and where the Ilanos are. So even the Rambam says the Buff that too. Even according to the Rambam, you cannot declare the act of Mashka Sazran to be an Av, and if it can't even be an Eimel of Achas, that's the full sure enough to label it Aloha as a Kol Zorah. That's to be in the Sheikh of the Rambam. So basically, the way the Pharisees role is presenting it, there are three opinions of the Gdol HaRishonim within this concept of the Ein Malach Achas. According to the Ramach, it's a non-existent concept. According to the Ramach, there are only others of Tolbas. Others of Mishkan Chizus, and everything else is Tolba. According to Rashi, it is a concept of the Ein Malach Achas. But the only concept to qualify is if it's similar both in Pe'ula and in Tachlis. So therefore, Zomer falls short because it's different in Pe'ula. But according to the Rambam, as long as it's similar in Tachlis and it has a certain aspect of the similarity of Pe'ula, not that the Maisa of the Pe'ula is similar, but as long as it's similar in the Chetza, so that's also sufficient to label it as an Ein Malach Achas. Three different opinions in the Rishon. Is there any Raya's in the Gemara? What's any Raya's? Can the Raya's do right? Okay, we still have no idea what the Rashid is. Huh? What? Yeah, it's dealt. Because Lamaise, everyone agrees he can be chayav. Everyone is chayav just seems chayav. Oh, you mean once the Gemara already said, yeah, but the Gemara says in the end that that lashon was loved after. The Gemara said everything was chayav from Surah, basically. Well, you guys have been to Shira 3 days. Everyone knows the rise are never in the receptive already. Nothing's in the receptive. Well, there's Gemara Markan, right? That's the Gemara that she carried there. Where's Gemara Markan? No? That's the Mars. The Gemara's okay. Don't worry. Don't forget. Comes the Gemara. Comes the Gemara by Kappa and it's discussing different aspects of Zariya and Akiya, Bashkas and Zariyim. And that's how we spoke about the first issue. We spoke about whether Bashkas and Zariyim is included in Kore, for included in Zariya. So the Gemara said that Lachorah is a Mishnah there, that deals with this topic. Because the Mishnah says that the Mishnah speaks about Mashkin as based on Shlachim. The Mishnah says the first speaking about Kotlan is not really talking about Shmik, it's really talking about Cholamoy, but Shtukin of Shmik a little bit. But there's certain similarities that you're allowed to water your fields. Certain fields are committed to water on Cholamoy, and certain fields are committed to water on Shmita. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you're going to water your fields on Cholamoy? How can you do Malach on Cholamoy? So the Gemara explains, for example, all this, they go to that field, but okay, fine. The Gemara says, well, how are you going to possibly water your field with Shmita? And this is your Isa. So the Gemara says, it depends. If you hold that Zareya, that Mashkis has ruined this Chayav Mishum Zareya, because if you hold that Mashkis has ruined this Chayav Mishum Choresh, I don't know. If you like the Chavishim Shmita, I don't know. We have to try to figure out. But today, this is what I thought was back and forth. What's the story of this mission? The mission speaks about Mashkin is a Shwach, and then the Gemara says that even the other source of Shum Choresh, you now like the Chavishim Shmita. The Gemara says, no matter how you slice it, Bain of Shum Zariya, Bain of Shum Chavisha, there should be a series of Nisabir Isa, abundance of the Isa, and everything involved in this act of Mashkin based on Shwach and the Shmita. So the Gemara is working, so Abaye, on the front of the days and the days, is one there. So who's in Shiela? Shiela Sanhedrin? What's the terrace? About this? Yeah, it's only Shmita to Rabbanim anyway. So, yeah, right? Yosef, remember from last year? We spoke about this once or twice, right? About for a month we spoke about this. So Shmita to Rabbanim, the Rabbanim is not as that. So, this is one of the curses. And the man says, how come my skin Shmita is not as that? It's only to Rabbanim. So, yeah, that's a possible reason. It's fine. Not for now. So, we're more interested right now in the second verse of the man. So, Rava says no. Rava says that it could be a Shmita to Rabbanim. It should be the Mashkas that's arrived on Shabbos, his mother should develop this disaster because of their eyes. But maybe on Shmita that's okay. Shmita is not so terrible. Why? So it could be that Avos also Rachamana told us law also Rachamana. But the Torah only asked that Avos follow up as a Shmita. The Torah never asked that told us on Shmita. What does that mean? So Rabbah has to prove himself. So Rabbah says, it says in the Chumash, Son Chamas Sizra, Vachana Chamas Sizra. So Zumira, Vachal Zariyahu. If the Torah would have just said Salah Sizra, so we would have figured out Khan Machalo Sizmor. It's possible Khan Machalo Sizmor. So why does the Torah bother to single out Khan Machalo Sizmor? We could have figured out ourselves. Aha, it's finished. The coming. That Khan Machalo Sizmor, yeah. Ahani Asa Rachamana. Alashar told us Lochiyah Rachamana. There's only the Toda of Khan Machalo Sizmor that the Torah is singling out Asa. If any other potential Toda was never Asa altogether. But the special bit, Shemitah is different from Shabbos. The Gemara thought that whatever is also in Shabbos is also in Shemitah. But then it's not that other Sosa Rechamana told us Losa Rechamana. And the only exceptions that told us that are also the ones that are singled out the Parish of the Chumash, the Chayim Achalos is one. So how do you understand this? How do you do this Gemara? So the Chorah, this Gemara is a Raya Buruchu for either the two out of three. It's a Raya Buruchu either for the Ramah or for Rashi. The Gemara says Raya Buruchu against the Rambam. But the Gemara uses the phrase Tolda. The Gemara said that the Chayim Achalos Sizmor is the example par excellence of the Tolda. Traditional, according to the Ramah, that everything is a Tolda, with the exceptions of Raya, the possibilities of the Gemara's Gevaldik. And even according to Rashi, he holds that everything else is an Az Malacha, but Rashi saves himself by distinguishing, by pointing out that Zomer is not a Tolda for the technical things we said before. So they with the Ramah, they with the Rashi, the Gemara works out really beautifully there. Almost Asa Rechamana, told us law Asa Rechamana, the Mokra that told us law Asa Rechamana, is from the fact that the Torah came out of his way, the Asa Lo Sizmor, If we had seen that told us Asura Chavala Meshmita, then there would have been no need for the Torah to ask or Kamachalosiz Mogateris. But according to the Rambam, because the Rambam had a lot of problems, according to the Rambam said that that wouldn't mean Abbas Asura told us Asura Chavala that Kamachalosiz was not told. That's not true. According to the Rambam, Kamachalosiz was Mamish the same as an Av. So how do you try to point to the Rambam? Everyone saw this Gemara. So what do you think? Is it the Gemara against the Rambam? It's the Pasha against the Rambam, right? The Gemara calls Zomer and Holdeth. Maybe more than fair to that. Nope. What's the answer? The answer is Pasha. The purpose of the Agadach Gemara, the Gemara was not giving us a share with the Shabbos. The Gemara was trying to say, because the Chiddush of the Shemitah, so what's the Chiddush? So according to the Rambam, the Chiddush is like this, that Sadecha was Israel, and Zemira Lechal is real, like something that if it just would have said Sadecha was Israel, so then we would have included Zomer. But now the Torah goes out of its way to say Zomer, so the Chiddush is that only Avos themselves are Asur in Shemitah, even the Eim Malacha Achases are Mutter in Shemitah. But the Gemara uses the word Tolda in my culture, and wasn't using it in the halachic sense of Hilcha Shabbos, Avos versus Tolda's. But the Gemara meant to say was Avos versus everything else. So the Gemara in my culture, which wasn't being Medayi against the Lashon, because it wasn't even talking about Hilcha Shabbos, the Gemara just wanted to contrast the Avos Malachas, the real Makoi, in contrast to everything else. So everything else means Tolda's, means the Eim Malacha Achases. Everything that's not an absolute bonafide al-malacha is called the Yilcha Shemitah Tolus for those purposes. So that's what the Gemara says, that Avos Asur Rachamana in Shemitah and anything else short of being an Av, which means Tolus, Eilach Achaz, as you name it, whatever it is, the Lo Asur Rachamana, but the one exception being Zemira, because it's hard to disagree with the Pasuk Kodesh. The Pasuk Kodesh Bahar says, Chaimachalos is most kinfet for them, so that's the exception to the rule rather than the rule. So that Gemara might cut it, it uses the phrase Tolda, it is using it in a totally different sense. It was just comparing and contrasting others to everything else. It didn't mean necessarily to commit itself to a halakhic definition of what constitutes a tolda vis-a-vis of the Shah. So the Pasha is quite around that the Gemara doesn't really mean anything in my tolda. So we've been in the habit this year of taking that Gemara by the button and saying it doesn't really mean anything. We did it with Tavish, now we're doing it here. That Gemara is not too standard. Nobody learns from Tavish anyway. I'm not going to do the Shabbos either. Good. So getting back to that story, so we have a really three different issues flying floating around here as the definitions of Avos and Toldos and possible third categories. And the first issue, the Tosfos raised all the three different Nechayrus and three different yourselves and Tosfos as to what role Mishkan plays, what role Chashubas plays, what role the combination of play. That was issue number one. Then we have issue number two, assuming that Mishkan is important. So is it a function of Asiyas HaMishkan only, or is it a function of the Kabbalahs also, or is it Rashi and Paigov? And then, assuming that we finally successfully, perhaps, identified Avos, so does that mean anything else is basically by default controlled up? Or does that mean there may be a quasi Avos, an Eidolah for Avos, depending on the three different Shittas, to be compared to Thrones of Avos and So now we finish the first step of the show. Now the question becomes, what do we do with this piece of information? So now we've identified what is an Av, we've identified successfully what is a Tolda, and therefore what. So Kant tells us in Divrei Maaseh B'Shin Zereiah, and Tosfos is also borrowed in this fashion. Tosfos says, you know, why is it going to be such a big deal which halachas fall under what category? Who cares? We're not familiar with Tosfos, it's also, so who cares what it falls under? So Kant tells us, he says, Ein lo hachiyach ikan, Tzorach lehasra sa tolda v'shub av. So Tosa says our initial reaction would be the minor of Kavita, whether something is also v'shub this av, the other av. So Tosa says maybe the thing is that when you want to give a kind of straw, so you have to give the person the straw right before testing the evil and does the avera, and you have to really identify the avera properly. Let's say, for example, the guy is about to avera v'rezara. So you come running at him and you say, you're about to be a terrible affair, you're about to be acting with Tzicha. And the guy does the Avodah Zarah. And then come to Beis Din and the Eidim, they ask the Eidim, so what did you tell the guy? So he said, Lo Sirtzach. So the Beis Din says, okay, that was a nice shtetlo you gave him, but that irrelevant what he did. So clearly the din is that you have to give the Avodah, you have to give the Asura as to what the Avodah is. The Beis Din says, maybe that din that you have to give the Asura as to what the Avodah is much more longest than that. Not just you have to get the took the right parasha. You gotta get really, really right on the head. So maybe the thing is that if a guy is going ahead and doing, I don't know, zomer, whatever it is, then you can't tell him don't be zomer. You have to tell him don't be zareh. You have to pull out the Lama Desmol off the books, and you have to say, you see that zareh? See that picture zareh? Don't tell him what he's doing with zomer. You have to tell him don't do zareh. So that would, if that would be the din, that would be a possible deal in Agamar. That would explain away what Chazal is spending so much time, while we spent 50 minutes already, to figure out what's an av, what's a tov, but maybe the luck would be, you must give hasra b'shem ha'av. So that would make a lot of sense, but as we said before, of course, it's ein lochim, you can't. So it says, don't bring your right from here, that to tzorah v'hasra to tov, b'shem ha'av. So it says, the halukha amma should tzorah v'hasra to b'shem zareya. You might never say you have to give hasra b'shem zareya. That was in his from b'shem zareya d'chaya. That all Gemara means is that it's important to identify which is the av, because you have an option of giving hasra mishum the av. So here's also is limiting our Gemara a little bit and saying that to say that it's an aftarina, because it's something that's an av or a tolda, in the sense that you cannot formulate hasra on the shema tolda, but also that they're a believer. But what you could say is that it's not so much important to know what's an av or a tolda. That's not really so important. But what is important to know is what av a particular Tosafot falls under. So at the beginning, before Tosafot says Elochia, so Tosafot thought that maybe you can argue that we must know what's an av. It's critical to know what is an av, what's a Tolda, otherwise you can mess up the whole Asra. Now Tosafot is backtracking a little bit. Tosafot is suggesting it's not so important to know what is an av and what's a Tolda, but what is important to know is which av any given Tolda falls under. Because it tells us if you give hasra b'shem av acher, so that's going to be wrong. So comes tells us and says, so from Agamar you can't tell. Av bereishra told in mashpat tzas tzorah v'hasras adol b'shem av. Tells us that the Gemara later on puts on the test. It does sound like you really have to hit the av on the head. The av b'sham b'shemay masrin adet. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to be Misham or a child. Misham means to strain wine. So that's another portion, you're not allowed to strain wine on Shabbos. So the Shabbos is, what's the issue? The Rabbah, Misham Boer, Abzer, Misham Merakim. The Rabbah says to Misham Boer, Abzer, Misham Merakim, it's like sifting flour. So it's more of a whole discussion. Hopefully we'll get to the Malachs of Boer and Merakim, so we'll try to understand that from a little bit better. But the Gemara had a Machlekes MRI. What's the, which Malach does it fall under? So the Gemara says, uh-huh. This also sounds like you can't say to the guy, don't be Misham. The Gemara is making a fuss to say that what Malach is it? You gotta tell the guy, don't be Merakim, don't be Borer. The Gemara says, no, it's also not such a good raya. The Gamzei Yeshmer Kotachi Perushim. The Shumai Masrin Adei Shehu Chachi Chayav. Rabba Am Bishum Borer, Abba Adisim Am Bishum Merakim Potter. Gave in the Masrin Adei Shehu Dom Ashe Adomalo, who suffer Shum Malik Boyu Potter. The Tosa says that no, there's no raya for that Gemara, so you have to be Masrin Adei Shehu Ha'af. What it means is that you can be master even the Shem Ha'av on the Tolga, but if you choose to be master the Shem Ha'av, you better get it right. Why do you have to get it right? Because otherwise, the guy is going to think that you're not making him like something, so making a joke out of him. Then you're going to tell him, don't be Mavashal, what he's doing is an act of Hotzal, so it's going to be a like something. About this is Osama, the Shem Ha'av. Because it says that if you say, don't be Mavashal, and then you're giving the Hotzal, the Shem Ha'av, that's the kind of portion, so that would be acceptable. So Tosus is again, at first they thought that maybe you can claim you have to give us real mamish b'shem ha'av, and in the end they're thinking that they say no, maybe b'shem ha'av is good, and if you choose the av it's also good. You have to make sure that you get the right av. So this din that tells us suggesting that you have an option of giving us real either b'shem ha'av or b'shem ha'av, but you have to make sure to get the right av. So if I were to ask you, why do you think that's true? Why is it that you have to get the right av? Why would the halacha be asking the right answer? Now, why can't I say to the guy? The guy is carrying. Why can't I say don't be mevashal? So the best thing I would say is, what is it?
Huh?
So, is it clarity or is it more than that?
It's not hasra.
It's not hasra. Hasra means you have to give hasra for the ba'is aveira. So the ba'is aveira of vishal is not the ba'is aveira of hatzor. So l'chora, that's the reason why you have to give to the right out. But if you notice, Tosafot didn't say that. Tosafot didn't say that. Yeah, you better make sure to give the right av, because otherwise, if you give the wrong av, you told the guy who's being violating Ashes Inish that he shouldn't be over to the Zorah. Tosafot didn't say that. Tosa said the reason why you have to bring it right up is because Shehu Malibai, so the guy's going to think that it's a joke, it's going to be a Shisaron in the seriousness of the Asura. The whole purpose of Asura is Lahabti Mashenu Nezid, is to make sure that the guy really is doing the Rebbe Nezid, whereas if the guy thinks that the master is a clown, that's not going to be a kosher Asura. It's going to be a Shisaron Asura. But Tosa did not say that if he did, it's not Asura, because he told him the wrong Avera. Why didn't Tosa say the way I'm suggesting? So the Chora, Tosa is assuming it's a double kosher, that in and of itself is not really enough. Because the Avera is Masasa the Malacha. The Avera is not the Malacha. So it's in a certain sense all the same Avera. So Tosa could conceive the theory of telling a guy, strange it sounds, a guy who's doing Vishal, and you say don't do Al Tzah, so that in terms of pure Elchus Asura is not really Chisaron. But yeah, it's the same Avera. It's Masasa the Malacha. It's all the same thing. The only reason why it's no good is because of the Mitzvah says, but it's not a chisaron in halacha, and it's not a kosher asura in terms of halacha, he told the wrong avera. The chisaron is in terms of Mitzvah, and the guy's not going to take your word seriously. So why is that important, what Tosfos is saying? Tosfos is assuming that the chisaron is Mishum Yilagbo. So it makes the Gemara very difficult to understand, because what Tosfos is presenting, the only reason why you got to get the right out is not a pialoch. The only reason you got to get the right out is just because otherwise it's a chuchafu, it's going to be a joke. So I guess a guy who's doing mishamer, had a regular portion of guy, the guy had a little bit of a shabbos, not a shalom, he's straining his wine. And you say to him, Gaval, don't be doyer, so according to the Tim, he says, the mishamer is chayim shemarake. So this guy is stupid tamachokom, the guy you're doing hasura to. So the mother of the Amoroyim couldn't figure out which malacha this is under, whether it's whether the Sham is close to the Merakah or close to the Bara. And the Gemara gives such tachistic chiluki leiva because on the chest to try to explain which ad malacha it falls under. So the stuff of the average guy you're giving hasra to isn't going to be so knowledgeable. He's going to think Malin Bo. He's going to think it's a joke. If I say a guy doing the Sham and I say don't be Merakah, so he's going to say, that's not Hasra, because everybody knows that it's really vulgar, it's not Merakah, because it's the Shabbos Kuzlam Mechas, as he learned to all see the Shabbos. Right. So, it's hard to understand, when he tells me he's going to Gemara, those guys are stuck, that the only concern is the Maligo, so it's hard to read it into Kuzlam Mechas. The last thing that Tosa said, the Kofanim tells us at this point, is assuming that you have an option. You can either give Asura B'Shem Ha'av, or you can give Asura B'Shem Ha'Kolda, and you better make sure that if you pick the Av, you get the correct Av. So now it also says, Ob Raya, and they're going to bring a Raya, that you need not give Asura B'Shem Ha'Av. There's no such Allah, you have to give B'Shem Ha'Av, you can give B'Shem Ha'Kolda. The Ob Raya, in relation with the time of Omar, in the Rebbe Yezid, the Mekai of Ha'Kolda, the Ma'Av, the Ma'Kolda, the Av, the Ma'Kolda, the Kolda, because of Ma'Kolda, the Tanoi, in the Kama, between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham is following. The Gemara says, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why is something an Av, why is something a Tov? Does man have community? Who cares whether something is an Av or something is a Tov? The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, it becomes important. Why? Because if a person does a lot of Avos Malachas, so then he's chayav a lot of Korban Chatos. If he does a lot of Toldos, he's also chayav a lot of Korban Chatos. But if he does an Av, a Tov today, if he does an Av and a Tov, that's fine, he's got the Mashkez Rav Kavanah. The Mashkez Rav is a Tov of Zareya. If you do Zareya, then the Helam Echad, you do Mashkez as Ryan, so then you're only going to bring one Kavanah Chatas. So comes the Gemara says, according to the Chum, who say that Lo Mechayev a Tov of the Mokham Av, that once we're going to nab you, once we're going to give you a Kavanah Chatas from the Av, so we're going to pop you from the tone. Again, assuming that it's done at the same time, same hello that means that you don't realize in between that you did with an avera. Let's say if one Shabbos I do Zareya, and then that week I learn a set of Shabbos, and I realize that you're not allowed to do Zareya, not allowed to do Mashkez Ruah, and then a month later I forget it, that's called Shnei Halamos, then you're going to be Chayav twice. But if it's all the hello method, then you're only going to bring one carbon for the av and the tolda, roll them together. If it's the tolda today, if it's the tolda with a particular av. So that's what the chum says. So according to the chum, it's important to know whether something is an av or something is a tolda. But according to Eliezer, who was the chayiv of tolda, not an av, Eliezer denies it. Eliezer says you bring whatever vayner that you did. You did av, it's tolda, spin, whatever you did, you always bring loads of carbonas for. So according to the Eliezer, the Chayim, I told him, so the Gemara says, Tata, I call the Abba, I call the Toda. So why is one called an Abba, why is one called a Toda? So the Gemara tries to explain away why one's an Abba, why one's a Toda. So it says, tells us, below Rishani, the Lachi call the Abba, the Tzorach Lahas has a Toda Mishma. Why didn't the Gemara say that Vina, Gemina, between Abbas and Todas, is that you must give the Asura B'Shema Av? The Gemara should have said that. It would make much more sense. And the Gemara would have said that Tzorach Lahas has a Toda Mishma Av, that should Mechar be a Lach Gemina. So the answer is, just see from here, on the fact that the Gemara did not give that as an Lach Gemina, that there's no good thing, that nobody said you have to be Masra B'Shema Av, everybody agrees you give the Asura B'Shema Av, B'Shema Toda. So it tells us at the end of the day that three Gemaras they're playing around with. The Agamar, Shabbos, and Gimel, where the Gemara is getting very, very focused on what's an Av, what's a Tolda, and which particular Tolda belongs to which particular Av. Then you have the Gemara in Kutzlav and Ches, which also became very focused on which Av, which Tolda belongs to a particular Av. So whereas both of those Gemaras seem to indicate that there's some Nafkamina to that, and the Nafkamina would have been, is the Av to give Asura, Dafka, B'Shema Av. So it tells us back then, it said, no, that's not really what the Gemara means. All the Gemara means is that you can give Bein B'Shem A'av, Bein B'Shem Toda, but if you give B'Shem A'av, you better get it right. And the only Gemara that's carried the day, the only Gemara that really matters is the Gemara of the Kavod Efes, where the Gemara says that, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Lord, the Gemara could not find an Nafkamina. The Gemara was searching for a practical Nafkamina Halacha between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanim. The Gemara fell short. The Gemara never really found one. And thus it says, why don't the Gemara just say, the enough commit is, the after the Masra B'Shem A'av. The real thing you don't have to.
Tulsa
presents a possibility, yeah. But the Pashup Shat is like this stuff. The Pashup Shat is like the Gemara Tap. I couldn't get enough to make it. Depending on, no, even if you hold that something's an Eilach Achas, if it's an Eilach Achas, it's like doing Zariah twice. So you also hold a couple of things.
If you're doing a Melacha such as Zomer, like this is a Shabbat actually is like, now if you give Tasha for Noteah,
right. That's good enough, because no, well, Noteah according to Rashi is an Eilach Achas. So it's also like an Ah. So if you see a guy being Zomer, so if you put this Rashi and Tosfos together, see a guy being Zomer, you can say that one of three things. You say, don't be Zomer, he's the Chayav, because you're being master B'Shem HaTolda. Or you can give him, don't be Zoreah. Or you can say, don't be Noteah. Any of those ones would be good. Whereas Mashenke, let's say, according to the Ramach, who says that there's only one Av, so the Av is only Zoreah, and Zomer, Noteah, Mavet, those are all told us. So if you see a guy as being Zomer, and you say to him, don't be Noteah, so that's the wrong thing. I mean, you didn't tell the rest. So you're going to be public. So, you know, the question is, tells us right at the end, tells us, smach to vet this Gemara, and give them a little tells us throughout the window, and tells us throughout the window, that they were very, very excited about the Gemara of the Kavod of Days, where the Gemara says that a hachi karele, the hachi karele told them, the Gemara never said that it's called an ab, it's called a total about Kamina Chosro. So is this right, the question is really, really ironclad right? The only way to be done to this rabbi, besides that person, don't count. Is there a more lumpish way to be done to this rabbi?
There's no thing that he's saying that you'd be high to, like you threw a hand and a foot at the same time. Like, if you're going to see the rest of the app, then why would you be to see how many? Just think you want to ask him.
No. Chayef twice is talking about Korban Chatz. Asura is talking about Tzachia Misa. It's amazing, it's not the same case. You know, is there any way to be done to this rabbi? So the Chara, we have to ask ourselves really a basic question. You know, we're talking around the rayas back and forth, but we're not really addressing the major issue in terms of the lumpus of the issue. Does this suggest that it's a possibility that you have to give Asura an Akhtar B'Shem Ha'av? That was a possibility. Again, does this thought that it's not true? What the heck is there to be said? Why do you have to give Asura B'Shem Ha'av? Why should that be said? So we mentioned before, there are two things you have to keep in mind in giving Asura. Number one, you have to make sure you're giving Asura that the guy takes seriously. I understand what you're saying. And number two, that was a tedious issue, but even more important in the sense of the halakhic issue, that you have to identify the proper Avera. If you don't give Asura for the correct Avera begin, so then your Asura is Mamish Kamandalesa, and you're doing for the ABCs of Asura. So this halakha that tells the suggestion that you have to give Asura the Shema Av. Leave it to there would be such a shit. The aim of it. That possibly the tells us ultimately rejects this. You have to give Asura B'Shem Av. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos is saying is that that's a chisorum of Metzias, that's a Chisiyon Halacha. Maybe that possibility, this phantom sheep that may not exist, you must give Hasura B'Shem Ah. You cannot give Hasura B'Shem Adoba. Give Hasura B'Shem Adoba, so it's not acceptable. So what's the Chisiyon of the Hasura B'Shem Adoba? Is it a Chisiyon of Metzias that the guy won't take it seriously? That sounds pretty silly. Let's say the guy's being Meshaber. So if I go up to the guy and I scream at him, don't be Meshaber, it's Potter, because he thinks that I'm telling him a joke. If I tell him, don't be Meraki, don't be Borah, then he takes it seriously. It's a bunch of jokes. Because obviously, that which tells us to suggest that it's a possible sheep that they'll be rejected, we have to embassy B'Shem Ahad, so that wasn't because the Metzias of God, the Yilat Vechavero, the fact that he's going to take me lightly, that wasn't Kevair, the requirement of Hasura B'Shem Ahad. The only way to explain the possible sheet of requiring Hasura B'Shem Ahad is to say that the halacha requires it, the din requires it, in the sense of you have to identify the Aveira. So the question becomes, but a person doesn't hold them. So what Aveira is he violating? So this is already a very long, the Shishayla, the relationship between the Tol, but not, what is the Malacha? What's the name of the Issa? So when a guy's being Meshamer, if I say that don't be Meshamer, so that may be a meaningless statement in Malacha. Because there's no Aveira being Meshamer. That's not for the Lama, that's Malacha. So when the Torah says, Lassas is the Malacha, that wasn't what the Torah had in mind. The Din is that Torah Yechayim, the Kiddush HaTorah of the Torah, what's after Sukkot later on, that told us after others that Yechayim and Shabbos have told us, but that's not the name of the Aveira. That's an extension of the Aveira. That's a child. That's a descendant of the Aveira. But the real Aveira, the real Makoy, is not to be Bayer, not to be Merakit. Or say, according to Rashi, if I see a guy being Zomer, and I say to him, don't be Zomer, someone else has said, no, it's Potter, because he didn't identify the Aveira. Not because he doesn't take you seriously, he takes me very seriously, but because you can't say to him, don't be Zomer, as it says in the Chumash, don't be Zomer, that's a meaningless thing, because it doesn't say in the Chumash, don't be Zomer, it says in the Chumash, it doesn't say in the Chumash, don't be Zomer either, but it says, Losasa Malacha, and that's the din, that Abbas Malachas are called Losasa Malacha. So, Lachora, Tosfos is opening up for us the following Lumbus, that Ibn Zalomar, that we require Hasura Dafki B'Shem Ahav, this is not just a technicality of Hufas Hasura, this Tosfos is not a Hasura, this is not a Masechah Sanhedrin, that was last year. We're not learning Tehedrin, now we're learning Shabbos. So when Tosfos is opening up the possibility that you have to give Hasura Dafki B'Shem Ahav, what Tosfos is really saying is that maybe the name of the Aveira is the Ahav, not the Shema Aveira in terms of the Din, and you have to identify the Aveira properly. But Tosfos is Doishim, and says no, that you need not be Masra B'Shem Ahav, you can also be Masra B'Shem Atoda. What Tosfos is telling us is that the name of the Aveira is twofold. There are two names of the Aveira. Because if I do an act of Meshamer, so we can either call it up, he did an act of Meshamer. That the Chiddush HaTorah told us means that Alzeh Gam Kein Ne'amar L'Sasha Kam Malacha, that the word Meshamer is also the Ikra Ma'is Aveira, as well as the Av. If you identify the Tolda by calling it by the name of the Av, that's also okay. It's also considered to be naming the Aveira properly. So this book, the Tosfos has a Hilchos Hasura, is not a Metzias book, but a Halachic book, namely, is the name of the Aveira the Tolda, or is the name of the Aveira ultimately the Av. So this Shaila that Tosfos raises, this Chakira that Tosfos raises in the relationship between Avos and Toldos, so this Machlokes may go back way, way, way before Tosfos. This may go back all the way back to the days of whom? Of the Tanoi. So by golly, we have a Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about Hilchos Toldos and Avos when it comes to Korban Katas. So a guy does an Av and a Tolda, an Av and its own Tolda. So according to the Chachamim, you only bring one Korban Katas, and according to the Eliezer, the Eliezer is Machayev HaTolda B'Bachalav. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What are they arguing about? What is the Tanoim arguing about? So it seems partial, but that's exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokes that the Tanoim are arguing about. The same Lumbus is not only in Rishad, but the Lumbus is in Tanoim also. So the Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanim, were arguing about the following. Everybody agrees that if a guy repeats the same Aveira 100 times, so you don't bring more than one Korban. Let's say a guy writes one letter, and then writes that letter, another letter, another one, another one, so you don't bring 100 korbanos, because all you did was you did the same route, say, I eat chela. I eat chela b'shegi, and you need to get chela b'shegi, and then shech chela, and then chela b'shegi. As long as it's behelam echad, as long as there wasn't a break in between that he found out the chela was awesome, and then he reached for God again, so that's all one aveira. The thing is that you bring one chakas per one aveira. So that was the nekudas hamachlokes, which we recognize, and the Rabbanim. But the Chachamim said that that you don't bring a korban chatas for a told of the lach of the av. Why? Because basically you did was the same avera. When you do a tolda, so we don't view the told as being a separate and distinct as a new avera. But rather, a tolda is considered to be just part of the avera of the av. There is no avera of tolda. There is no issur to do a tolda shabbos. Don't put me in that one. There's no issur to bring a tolda shabbos. When you do a tolda shabbos, the issur that you're doing, the name of the game, the name of the issur that you're violating, is the av. So that's what the Chacham said. When you do an av in its particular tolda, so you're doing that is tempered out with a lacha, that's the lacha equivalent of doing the same av, nachem, but doing the av twice. That's what the Chacham said. Therefore, lo mechaybe told the Rambam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, why was Rabbi Eliezer mechaybe told the Rambam? Why is it Rabbi Eliezer said you have to bring two karbanos? So Rabbi Eliezer is mogda that if you do the same av twice, they only bring one chatas. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say when you do an av and a tolda, you bring two karbanos? So what's Rabbi Eliezer clearly telling us? That an av and a tolda are two different averas. That the tolda is considered to be an avera in and of itself. That the tolda is derived from the av, but once it's derived from the av, it takes on a life in and of itself. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there are two different averas that you violated. You violated the av and you violated the tolda. That's tantamount to violating two of us.
So why can you give the hasra for the
av? Hold on. We're getting there. Okay? So again, so this hakiri, the first is raising, whether the tolda takes on a life in of itself, and that's the name of the avera, or whether the tolda's shema avera is all nikra shema av, so that seems to be the machloekis rabbi as of the rabbanim. So now we have to go back to the Gemara of Kaddam. Gemara is trying to find an achkanina between avos and toldas. So according to the Chum, we have a great achkanina in terms of but according to rabbi Yezer, who holds that yechayav and it told them the Mokham Av, so there's no Nachkinina. So Tosfos jumps and says, oh, wait a second, why did the Gemara say you have to give us Rav B'Shem Ha'av? Isn't there a Raya Brura that you don't have to give us Rav B'Shem Ha'av? So the answer is, it's a Raya Brura according to who? According to Rabbi Yezer. The Gemara's whole discussion is according to Rabbi Yezer. So according to Rabbi Yezer, who holds that Mechaive told them the Mokham Av. According to Rabbi Yezer, who holds that others and toldas are two separate distinct averas, and therefore you bring two karbanos if you violate both. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's nothing to discuss. Of course there's no halacha, you have to be master b'shem ha'av. That was never even havamina shavahavamina. Of course according to Rabbi Eliezer, the tolda is as much of an aver as an aver. So of course you could formulate master on terms of b'shem ha'tolda. Because the only reason that perhaps prevented us from being master b'shem ha'tolda was only because of the din is considered to be a separate entity. But once you say that Rabbi Eliezer denied that, once you say that Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry, the only thing that would have required us to say the attribute of the Hasra B'Shema Av is only because the Aveira the Tolda itself doesn't exist. But Rabbi Eliezer, who is the Chai of the Tolda of Av, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Toldas are considered to be an Aveira in and of itself, so of course there's no need to be Hasra B'Shema Av. Without Ryan, the Tosis being from Kama should absolutely zero light in our discussion. We don't pass the Rabbi Eliezer, we pass the Rabbi Eliezer. So according to us, we hold that Taka Lomachai that told us Mokham Av. We hold that if you do an Av and a Tolda together, so you do not bring two Chatos, you only bring one Kama Chatos. What's the Lomachai behind that? Because we hold that the name of the Yisr is Av, the name of the Yisr is not Tolda. So to be God, that we hold that the name of the Yisr is Av, then you could have a raise a very, very good point. And maybe the din is you have to give us Rav. Shema Av, Yisr Machinavi. This Shia that Tosis is presenting as being Tosis throws out their own question. The Middle Ages, Tosis discovered America. What's the din? You have to give us Rav, Shema Av, and Av. So what we're saying is that this is not a new Shia, this is an old Shia. But what is the Rav, Shema Av, and Av? The Tosis is Raya, the Tosis being a Raya from Rav Eliezer, the Tosis being a Raya from the Sigim of the Kamad of Vez, it's going Shalik Halacha. It's following the laws. That doesn't shed any light on us. We want to know that the God is going to be coming. What's that halacha going to be? So it's not like a kid. It's not like a child. You don't see anything. You don't know the God. It's not about a right definition. So at the end of the day, what's the thing? It's not like what is the thing? It's hard to know. So we hear about a mitzvah. So hopefully we won't be the Chol Shabbos. So we don't know. But it's hard to know what the halacha is. Whole part of this shayla about do you require us Rav Hashem Ad? So this is much more than just a hasra that you're shayla. This is much deeper than a second Sanhedrin. This is really a basic relationship shayla between once we have the din of Toldos, so do we say that Toldos take on the life of themselves, or is basically just a restating of the original Aveira din?
Yeah. Does
Rabbi Eliezer
say if you do more than one toldah
within
the same month, also
fine?
Does Rabbi Eliezer
say if you do one?
More than one
toldah
within the same month.
I think he also says
each toldah takes on its own.
I think so. I have to check. Okay, I'm going to do a color level for that. This idea of obvious toldah, so we find it clearly in the Sefer Shabbos. And the Gemara has a Mekam, which means the Mekam also has a notion of the Abbas and Toldos. The Gemara has a Mekam Tuma, and here, if you learn the Gemara in the Mekam Tuma, you see it's a totally different thing. The Gemara says that there are Abbas and Toldos for Tuma. Here, Abbas and Toldos means that Ab means closer to the source of Tuma, and Toldos means something that, let's say, if I touch the mace, so I'm an Abba Tuma. Now, if I touch somebody else, that person becomes a Rishon, it becomes a Toldos Hatuma. But the words are the same, it doesn't mean anything. It's very strange, the Gemara, why the Gemara even compares it to. But the Maaseh, the Gemara says, is a principle of Avos and Toldos in the Shabbos. And the Gemara says there's a principle of Avos and Toldos in the Zikin also. The Gemara just has a Shaila on the days of Arakama, whether Toldos in the Yotze Ben or not, whether all the Dim of Toldos are the same in the Zikin, it's Machlokes Rishon, in the beginning of Arakama. So what did we learn about a few years? Then Ruben, no? What is it? Next year, 2 years. So then we get the Merubah, so we'll talk about Shabbos Merubah. So the Gemara is a Shaila about, well, some of the details in terms of Toldos by the Zikin, but basically the simple Shaila, the Gemara is that Toldos do exist by the Zikin. So there is a big Machlokes Rishonim about this idea of obviously Toldos, how far outside of the Shabbos do we really have the right to take it. So there's a Tosfos in the Sefer Bechoros, the Chavei, in Bechoros. Hopefully we're going to talk about this Tosfos much more when we get to the Malach of Gozer down a few months down the line. The Tosfos has an important Ta'ara about the Malach of Gozer, sharing sheep and wool, haircuts, stuff like that. The Tosfos in passing makes a comment that there are certain activities that a Gozer is Mavish, and there are certain activities that a Tosfos of Gozer is. The Tosfos dug up a riot for the Ram Bechoros, and those activities which are only Tosfos of Gozer is, so only apply in Shabbos and don't apply in other areas of Halacha. The particular example tells us talking about the use of Los Sabos Bechot Senecha, the use of shearing off the wool of a firstborn animal. So Tosfos claims you can have a certain activity that, let's say, you don't shear it, but you pluck out the wool or something with your hands, so maybe that's the thing to get hold of, goes. So Tosfos in the middle of that Shach Matai claims that it's possible, if there is such a possibility in that trivia, that something can be also in Shabbos, Mishim Gozes, yet Mutter in the Chor Mishim Gozes. The reason Gozes says is because the principle of Toldos only exists in the Shabbos. What led Toldos to believe that there are only Elvis in the Shabbos? How does that know that? The answer is the Gemara later on, in the Parak HaBomer, the Gemara is after a Pasuk that is a principle of Toldos. How did the Toldos come from? From the Torah says, Vasa Asa Malacha. So that Malacha means Mishkan, Hashivas, whatever it means. So the Hayat Tayyip said that there's a principle of Toldos. The Gemara brings up Rasha, read boy, the Asa Me'achas Mehena, 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 told Rasha, telling us the principle of Toldos as well. It's not only Allah, but it's also Chayim and Shabbos. The Tosa says, what else? The Torah only said the principle of Abbas in the realm of the Shabbos. There's no such thing as Toldos in any other area of Halacha whatsoever. That's what Tosa seems to present. And the Shulim of Kibetas, in the beginning of Bava Kama, that days, says the Tosfos is not correct. Kibetas goes from the Mari Kat, from what we've shown him. He says, no, it's not true. But there's clearly a principle of Toldos in other areas of Halacha also, not just in the Shabbos. Haraya, the Mari Kat says, the Gemara of Bava Kama, the days. See, the Tosfos explains that away. Says the Mari Kat, so in Cain, why do you need a Pasuk in the Shabbos? Sounds like it's some kind of a Chiddush in the Shabbos. So the Mari Kat says, no. That Avakadis principles, the Svar Pshutim, is obvious in the Stolbus. The Torah doesn't speak about every specific case. The Torah says that Los Sagos. Los Sagos means anything that's close to Los Sagos is also Los Sagos, even though it's not necessarily Av, Ha'isra of Giza. So it says, Marikat, so why do we need a Pasuk for Shabbos? The Pasuk of the Shabbos is to tell me that on Shabbos we know everything is so close to the Mishnah. We know both of the Shabbos, we know it. But since we assume the Allah that everything has to be so similar to the Mishnah, that's why we're going to see maybe Lach Shetz and Raguf and maybe Pothos are not similar to the Mishnah back. And other things are not similar to the Mishnah, and Gishel is really careful. There's so many Klolim, you know, for Shabbos and based on Mishnah. So I would have thought that on Shabbos, Dachra, only Abbas are also told us and not also. So Miras Tosa said that Shabbos is the only place that told us a Rosar. Barakat says for Kip that there's more of a svara the Prophet told us for Shabbos than any other area of Halacha, because of the fact that it's not Dumi to Mishkan. So therefore I need a pasuk for Shabbos to tell me that Apa Pichein, that even though the svara you would have exempted told us because it's not quite the same as Mishkan, the master on the pasuk, that's also okay. But also, it's also included in the Yisra of Halacha Shabbos. We have Matlekes and Rishonim, Tosas and Marikatz, Mamash and Chatzah and Chatzah. But according to Tosas, so there's no Habamini Shabbat Habamini of any Toldus anywhere else in the world. And according to Marikatz, there's not only Habamini, but it's not true. There are Toldus all over the place. And the only reason the Torah had to give you a Xeris of Chatzah by Shabbos is because of a court, lest you would have made the mistaken premise that there are no Toldus by Shabbos. How do you read the Gemara in Marikatz and Abbeis, when the Gemara says that Nira Bechlal Zriya Haisa? That I would have thought that that Zomer is for sure Chaya, but most of the Rishonim, the Gemara made his Mamash and Tolda. So according to Marikatz, the Gemara is involved. The Gemara says that Shemitah should have been like all other areas of Halacha, and Kamash Malah, that Shemitah is the exception to the rule. According to Rashi, according to Tosafot Bechoros, it says that the principle of Toldos doesn't make any sense outside of Shabbos. What was the Havamina that should be told us for Shemitah? Some of the answers, Shabbos Lashem, that the Torah calls Shemitah also did it as a Bechina Vilcha Shabbos. So it could be that the Gemara thought like this, that Zvir Bechal's realized, I would have thought that Zomer, I would have known already that Zomer is Chayah. Why? Because I would have figured out that it's already after the answer of the Gemara. That Afapi, that there's no good of told us outside of the Shabbos, but Shemitah is very close to the Shabbos. It has a din of the Gedder of Shabbos. So therefore, would have been covered by the Xeris HaKasuf to include Toldos. The Mashpul on that is not true. that's the way the Shabbatai goes. Like we say from the part of the Rosh Hashiva, so Kahanim, so we used to walk around to the place and have some Shemitah. So during the Shemitah, he would go up to the trees and he would wish the trees like a Shabbos. So it's not what we say. The Mamash of the Chil of Shabbos, the Shalsar, take more prepared than that. Shabbos Hashem. So we wish the trees a good Shabbos. So that's like this Kelsa's learning shot also. And I would have thought that there's Mamash as a Bechin of Shabbos.
I can't you learn the Pshat like the Rambam? It's not that good tools.
Yeah, so unless you learn like the Rambam, unless you learn like the Rambam, because Gemara never really meant told us. Gemara just meant the Eim Malach HaAchas, so that would make more sense according to Kelsa's. Right. So, but of course, the problematic Gemara is the Gemara of Kabbalah. The Gemara says the Ibrahim meetings. The Gemara says Maskana, Rizadev told us by Abbas Nazikin, he was the Fairish, that Abbas Nazikin. So Shaw has told us, and Hav has told us, and Bor, and Aish, everything has told us, those are the first people blind in the Chema. So familiar, all those cases, they're all examples of told us. So Vishlam, according to Marikat, that was a whole riot, they're told us in Nazikin. So it tells us, so where told us? Why? How did Chazal figure out that there are a told us? So they have the Nazir, right, in the Tshuva, and he thinks that the HVH, there are different types of the Toldos. He talks about Gedishna, which is very difficult to understand exactly. Magadishna was bothered with the same kasha that we said from the first as well. How do you really know what's an Av, what's an Eimlach Achas, what's a Tolda? Where do you draw the line? So we have the first as well, puts very halakhic categories, real hagaras. It's similar to Ula, it's not similar to Ula. Similar to Chepsa, not similar to Chepsa. Similar to Tasha, it's not similar to Tasha. He gave you. Those are categories that we can work with. You know, we've grown up with the system and everything has to fit into an exact locking up risk category. So if you first as well, fits in very nicely in our mindset with Manazet. But the Magen Mishnah didn't use those terms. The Magen Mishnah says, how do you know whether something is an Eivlach Atas, or how do you know whether something is a Toldo? So he says, well, if it's very similar, then it's an Av. If it's a little bit similar, then it's a Toldo. So the first says, yeah, that's what he means. He means Ta'ula, Tachlis, Meister. Hello. It's hard to know what he meant. So the Mishnah says that some things are so similar to the Av Malacha that they also call the Av Malacha. That's the name Malacha Achas. Things which are, if it's not similar at all, so then it's not Shmuta or Shabbos. But if it's similar to the Mixus, it's better than the Mixus, then it's considered to be a Tolda. Okay, it's very hard for us to come up with what that means. We don't know where what those things mean. But the Abinazer quotes this line of mission. He says that you see from here that there are yesh v'yesh, that there are certain things that you are not quite the Av, but they're close enough that we're gonna call it the avim, call the emel achachas. And there are other things that are not similar. They're very, very not so close, but they're close enough to be chayav and shabbos, but they're not quite the same thing. So they only get second class citizen. They're labeled as talmud. So some of that's the answer according to Tosfos. The Yesh V'Yesh, but all those Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama, when the Gemara says there are Tobas for the Zikin, what the Gemara really means is, if you think about it, the Tobas for the Zikin are what we really call the Ein Loch Achas and the Hilchos Shabbos. What does that mean? It means anything that's Dome, Dignin, Gomor, that's Mamash Sosin with the original Av, the Sevdi Abin Nezi, you don't need a Pasuk to be Mamash and Shabbos. It's Poshuk. That's not the Chayim and Kol Torah Kula. That's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos said in Bechoros that there's no din of Tobas in Kol Torah Kula. The Tosfos meant is there's no din of Tobas in Kol Torah Kula. Things which are not Dome, Bedinin, Gomor, those things are not the Kol Torah Kula. But anything which is close enough to be labeled as the Ein Loch Achas in Hilchos Shabbos. So the halachic parallel of the emel of the achas of the Shabbos would be a total and kol torah kula. So says the Abba Meir, the fact that we find that in Arba Avos Mazikin that there are certain activities, certain mazikin which are chayav, which is a dimin haTorah that the chayav, even though they're not really the same, they're not really the av hamazik. So says the Abba Meir, all of those things are domed b'dinin and gomor. Those are things that Chazal understood. But those are mamish the same. The mamish, they're so close to the original av. You don't need the tzeres of chasim of achas mehena to be marbed them to be chayav. So they're chayav and kol torah kula. It's one of those things which are not quite on par to be avdol, but things which you have to come up. The hukas told us, so that chiddush or torah told us that was not only said in the Shabbos. Again, hard to understand it because we don't really understand the magnitude of terms of dinim gomer, not dinim gomer. So it's hard for us to apply this out of the realm of the Shabbos. So funny, but it's an important machlekes halacha in that place of the shi'ur. The best, how all the gemaras fit in. You have to work it out a little bit, but there's clearly a lot of questions in our cards. Is there a principle of tovus in other areas of halacha? This is going to become critical for us. Hopefully, as we go through different halachas, we'll talk about this when we get to Bishul, when we get to Giza, different halachas that there are certain activities that may be of us, may be tovus, and some of the witness tests are going to be in other areas of halacha. Let's say you have a shayla in Bishul, you want to know, is this an Ava Bishul, this is a Tova Bishul, so maybe Bas Vachomer may be a good way to test. Whether that's true or not, that's going to depend on this tells us and this Marikatz, what's going to be your attitude to all on the areas of Allah. So again, although we didn't talk about Zareya proper, we talked a little bit about it, but we try to use this as a springboard for the basic Kabbalah and Allah in terms of how do you define it out, and define it out, is there a category name in Allah, class, what are some of the possible Nachmaninas, and how this may play out in terms of other areas of Allah. Hopefully, if the Kabbalah is Mashiach, Tuesday we'll have some special shiur about something. I don't know if it will be determined. So shiur on Tuesday is 7 o'clock. Okay? That's all with our 11. And then hopefully on Wednesday I want to continue with Mashkus Run, which is really a real halakha nice aspect.
Shiur, I was thinking it was like 11.